What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks. FOMO.
My name is Patrick J. McGinnis, and I'm a FOMO sapiens. And since you're here, I'm going to bet that you are too. And when you're like us and Monday comes around, you don't dread the new week. No, you wake up every Monday morning knowing that this week might just be the best one yet. This is FOMO Monday, the snackable show that starts your week right with hot takes, life hacks, listener mail, and even some FOMO therapy. FOMO. FOMO. Hey everybody, it's FOMO Monday. I am your host, Patrick J. McGinnis, venture capitalist by day, author and podcaster by night, and FOMO sapiens 24/7. Happy FOMO Monday, best day of the week. Now, on Thursday's show, I have a really interesting guest. I super enjoyed talking with her, and her name is Mary Ruth Guillaume. She launched a really interesting company called Mary Ruth Organics. They make vitamin and health-related products, and you drink them. They're drinkable vitamins. She's grown this thing to $100 million, bootstrapped it, actually. Insane. Now, in the spirit of talking about drinking things, I have a special guest on today who is building a beverage company. I met him recently. I think what he's doing is really interesting. He's a total 10% entrepreneur, and that's why I wanted to have him on the show. His name is Jeremy Galen, and he has over 15 years of marketing and product development experience at startups, and he has spent the last 9 years at Meta. Of course, that was formerly known as Facebook, in various roles. Now, while living in London at the start of the 2020 lockdowns for the pandemic, he started a company. And so we're going to talk about that company, how he did it, and what he has learned in the process. Jeremy, welcome to FOMO Mondays.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Patrick.
Okay, so the story's so good. Just tell us what happened. How did you get onto this? What is the idea and how'd you get onto it?
So the idea is a more enjoyable, naturally flavored sparkling water. And it's crowded space. Everybody drinks a lot of LaCroix, a lot of Spindrift. So you might wonder what the hell could differentiate another water? And I'm going to get there. But I'm going to tell you how I got to the idea. I moved to London in 2020, the fall of 2020. And for any of your listeners that are in the UK, the ready-to-drink beverage shelf is full of two very, very loud trends. Zero calorie with sugar alternatives and functional promises like mood and mind and behavior. So I found myself turned off by the excessive claims, health claims of the London ready to drink shelf. And at the same time, I kind of started swooning for the natural spring waters, the European waters that are really expensive, come from the ground and taste great.
Now tell me something. First of all, is it LaCroix? I thought it was LaCroix. That's what I say.
Well, I think the idea is it rhymes with enjoy is what they say. Oh. But LaCroix rhymes with enjoy. But the French word would be La Croix, means the cross, but it's actually named from somewhere in Wisconsin and it's now based in California. I don't really know.
All right. You can write us and tell us what you say, all you listeners, because I like to say La Croix because it just sounds very fancy. Now, you come up with this idea, but you know, you're at Facebook. You're not a beverage producer in the past. It's like you worked at some sort of beverage company. So How did you kind of get the confidence to actually do this? Like, what were the steps you took to actually figure out how to do this whole process?
Yeah, it's a great question. Very, very internet forward experience. I went on a website called Collabtree with a K that is a place to hire experts. And I interviewed about half a dozen beverage experts, food scientists, PhDs, ethnobotanists, and talk to them about my hypotheses, the hypotheses I wanted to validate. One was that savory water was a market opportunity. So sweet is what we typically associate with refreshing waters, citrus, berry, and the like. So I was interested in what savory flavors we could work with. And to be totally honest, the original idea was around meat flavored waters.
Wow.
I originally wanted to do different cuts of meat, like tenderloin, New York strip, and ribeye meat flavored water in an effort to maybe prosciutto water, you know, different, you could have pork tenderloin in an effort to make water more interesting, both as a beverage and as a mixer. I quickly found out by talking to experts that that's not going to be a very easy thing to do.
So where did you land up? What's the product today? Because I can't believe you thought of meat flavored water. That's actually, while I have no desire to try that, it's awesome because nobody's going to compare you with Le Croix or with Spindrift if you do that. So where did you land and you know, what's the product?
Mirth is a beverage which is for sale at Erewhon in LA. And so if you're in LA, you can get it on the shelf today at Erewhon. And there are three flavors: grapefruit, juniper. So you've got a citrus combined with a savory, a very small savory note. Ginger, lemongrass, again, a more familiar thing, like ginger is part of beverage for forever. But lemongrass is another savory element. And then there's mint chocolate, which is a very zany, unusual kind of thing, a dessert in a can, a low calorie, nice, like a Andes mint in a beverage. So those three are the ones I launched with. But to answer your question, to get there was a labor of love during pandemic, because it was difficult to get into a food lab and start experimenting with natural flavors. Even acquiring aluminum cans for production was an additional challenge with supply chain issues in 2021. So it took a long time, longer than I'd hoped.
Just for you listeners who haven't been to Erewhon, I do want to just provide a little commentary on what that is, because it means a lot. So I had never heard of Erewhon until I spent last August in LA. And then I figured out, like, people in LA talk about Erewhon at least once an hour, because it is the best supermarket in the world. And it's very expensive, by the way. It's crazy expensive for some items, but not all items. Like, drinks are affordable, obviously, but it is a tastemaker. And if your product is carried in Erewhon, it's basically like, if you're sort of like a clothing brand and you're carried at Saks Fifth Avenue and Bergdorf, it just is where people go for inspiration and they break new products. So I'm curious, Jeremy, I mean, I did not know that. So I'm very impressed. How the heck did you get into Erewhon?
So in all honesty, they reached out. There's a team at Erewhon that works on new product launches, and they reached out about an exclusive launch in LA from the Instagram, the Mirth Instagram, which, by the way, is Drink Mirth. So we are at Drink Mirth. If anybody knows how to use the TikTok and is looking for a TikTok beverage internship, I don't know if I'm allowed to commercialize my appeal.
Go for it.
Here, but Drink Mirth TikTok needs love. And if there's someone special out there, you can get in touch. So yeah, Erewhon reached out and I was over the moon, and I couldn't wait to launch there. And it's been an interesting experience. I did some in-store demos there and shared the beverage with customers there. They opened a seventh Erewhon in the LA area. So definitely recommend checking it out, but it's a tough door to get into, and it's a tough door to stay in. A lot of competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Erewhon, if you're listening, can you please come to New York? Please.
That may be in the works. I can't say for sure.
Right, I like that.
I think it's happening.
Breaking news, everybody. That is not confirmed. So FOMO.
Tudo bem, meus queridos FOMO sapiens? Now that right there was Portuguese, and as you know, I love speaking foreign languages. But I'm not alone. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Now, FOMO sapiens, you know I speak four languages, and it takes work to stay on top of them, especially with French. C'est difficile. But with Babbel, I'm able to practice practical conversations that I can actually use in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/FOMO. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/FOMO. That's spelled BABBEL.com/FOMO. Rules and restrictions may apply. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Your business gets to a certain size and the cracks start to emerge. Things you used to do in a day are taking a week. You don't have one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers: 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. Happy birthday. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close the books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. One, because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs. Those are key performance indicators in one efficient system. Now, FOMO Sapiens, you know the show is all about making better decisions. And with this product, you can make better decisions because you have all the information you need right in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/FOMO. That's netsuite.com/FOMO to get your own KPI checklist. Because you know what? KPIs are better than ice cream. netsuite.com/FOMO.
FOMO. You work at Meta.
Correct.
You have this business. You just plugged TikTok, which is that's totally naughty of you. But you know, I'm curious how they view an employee working on a side project like this. Like what do they have to say about
that? Good question. So I am transparent with my manager about what I'm up to. I also, there's a disclosure process, like large corporations typically have a conflicts and ethics disclosure. So, you know, our leadership, Cheryl has a foundation, Lean In, Mark has the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. So people have a lot of, I don't think one would refer to those as side hustles, but Mirth is a side hustle. And so I disclosed it and quite serendipitously was actually working at the time on some business products that it made made a lot of sense for me to have an actual page with real customers and real, I had real ads. I should say employees have an ad credit at Facebook, now Meta, but you're not allowed to use that ad credit for your own commercial gain. You're supposed to use that ad credit for what, you know, is referred to as dog fooding. So I paid out of my own savings for the ad spend that I used to promote Mirth, and got a chance to give really valuable feedback to the ads product team. So it's not a problem at all. In fact, it seems to be, you know, an advantage.
Yeah, and I just want to say that is the right way to do things. So when I wrote my book, The 10% Entrepreneur, which is all about people like Jeremy, I nobody came in the book who didn't put their full name and what they were doing, because this isn't supposed to be hidden away in the darkness. Because what you see is somebody starts a business, they get fired up, they learn things that make them better at their day job. And it actually is a huge opportunity for companies when they, you know, of course you have to disclose and follow the rules. There has to be a process, but retention and stuff like that goes through the roof when people recognize that I've got this great day job, but it also allows me to work on a passion project. And, you know, if this thing takes off and you go doing it full time, like, you'll be a great customer to Facebook. So, and to Meta and other products, you'll probably launch it in the metaverse. So they should be psyched about that, right?
I think beverage is in the universe for now, but maybe there is a way to be in the metaverse. We never know.
You'll just do an NFT. That's going to happen. All right. Last thing. What have you learned? What's been the big surprise now that you've been doing this for a while?
The biggest surprise has been how hard it is to make an actual physical good. I've worked in software for a while, and there's just a lot of agility around fixes in real time. When you have a real product, it can be damaged and it can leak and it can get overheated. So really adjusting expectations around the materiality and physicality of a real product, that was a big learning experience. And then second, I think the timeline is really different. Software, you know, works in weekly releases or monthly scrums. And now, even though this was a self-funded sort of solo venture with a lot of help from consultants and so forth, it took a lot longer than I thought, much longer than I thought. I wanted to launch the mint chocolate water Valentine's Day 2021, and it didn't ship until June 2021.
Wow. That is, you know, they always say, I mean, with hardware, which is obviously not a drink, but they say the thing about hardware is it's hard. It's true. But this is fantastic. Everybody, you want to try this water. I'm telling you something. It is, I mean, it's innovative. We got to support entrepreneurs. So go check out Mirth at drinkmirth.com. Find him on Instagram at drinkmirth. Jeremy, you're going to come back and let us know how it goes, but good luck.
Thanks for having me, and don't have any FOMO. It's not worth it. Waste of time.
Exactly. Thank you.
FOMO.
Can't get enough of FOMO Sapiens? Join me on Patreon for ad-free episodes, bonus material, and exclusive content that will help you to master FOMO and position yourself for greater success in both business and life. Go to patreon.com/FOMOSapiens to learn more. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis, on Twitter at PJ McGinnis, and on LinkedIn. I love hearing from you, so don't be shy. FOMO. Want more FOMO Sapiens and FOMO Monday? Head over to FOMOSapiens.com where you can listen to past episodes, learn more about the show, and find out how to advertise. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis and on Twitter at PJ McGinnis.